is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land. It's been a turbulent week in politics. The Liberal leadership spill is due 9 a.m. Friday, but another major event this week has hit the headlines. The arrival of Israel's President Isaac Herzog. Greens Senator Nick McKim and his colleagues took part in protests against the visit. He speaks here to Tom McElroy on the Australian Politics podcast. Here's Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom McElroy, political editor at Guardian Australia on the lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people in Canberra. My guest on the podcast this week is Greens Senator for Tasmania, Nick McKim. While Susan Lee's grasp of the Liberal Party leadership remains in serious doubt, another political event has really captured the attention of Australians this week. The President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, arrived in the country on Monday at the invitation of Anthony Albanese. The visit sparked intense protests around the country, including in Sydney, where there were confronting scenes of police aggression towards protesters.
The responsibility for the situation rests at least in large part with the Prime Minister for inviting Isaac Herzog to Australia at this time. I mean, we hear a lot about a need for social cohesion in this country from the Prime Minister, from the Foreign Minister Wong, and yet they've engaged in the deliberately inflammatory strategy of inviting President Herzog to visit.
McKim is the Greens spokesperson on economic justice and is leading a parliamentary inquiry into one of the most generous tax breaks for Australian investors, the 50% capital gains tax discount. We discuss what contribution it is making to the country's housing crisis and why possible changes by Labor in time for the May budget could benefit renters struggling to buy their first home. This is the Australian Politics Podcast.